Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
Caroline O'Toole and her husband Adnan Rauf. Caroline, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe. How are you?
Tell us, it's about your beautiful daughter, Amira. What has happened, Caroline?
We were involved in a serious road traffic accident, Joe, on the 6th of November 2018. And my little girl was left with life-changing injuries. Now, she suffered a severed spinal cord, so she's paralysed from the T2, which is quite high up.
Okay.
And she has her arms, which is a bonus, and she has her brain, you know. It doesn't matter to us as parents if she can't walk. We will carry her for as long as possible and as long as that we are able to, you know. So it's irrelevant that she's paralysed to us as her parents, because she has our full support for the rest of her life. But it's just unfortunate that the circumstances that she's left in. And it's so hard for us. We need to get our daughter home.
And that is the reason you've contacted this program. You want to argue that your daughter should be... You want to bring your daughter home from hospital.
I want to bring my daughter home where she belongs, Joe. And we're caught up in red tape with the HSE.
Okay, explain from your understanding what has happened, why you can't bring your daughter home. Are they medical reasons? Are they facilitative reasons in terms of aftercare? Or what are they, Caroline, please?
There was a home care package applied for my daughter not so long ago, and the Carlow Community Care rejected the home care because they said they could not facilitate a 24/7 home care package in the Carlow area. And also because myself and my husband are not trachy trained, and we refuse to do so still to this date.
So we'll explain, people, what trachy trained means.
Yeah, she has a tracheostomy and it's in her neck going up to her area, which is supposed to facilitate her to breathe. Now, she is on a ventilator 24/7. Mm-hmm. So she does need 24/7 nursing care. And we have been refused a home care package.
Because when you say you have refused to do the trachy care course, so to speak, is that true?
Yeah, I have refused because me as a mother, I could not allow what me and my daughter have gone through. Yeah. And I will not allow my daughter to be in an environment that's not safe. And I am suffering from post-traumatic stress, Joe.
Yeah.
I still have the nightmares. I can't sleep. Mm-hmm. The horror and the impact, I relive that every night.
Okay.
And if an emergency was to arise at home and I was at home with my daughter waiting for a HSE nurse to attend her shift, and then if the HSE rang me and said, sorry, your nurse is out sick and not available today, I am left on my own in a very vulnerable situation because I don't know how I would react if my daughter pulled the tracheostomy from her neck. And I need to keep her safe as a mother.
So are the HSE saying we simply don't have those staff?
They don't have the staff, yes, to facilitate a home care package.
So what's the way around this? What do you see as the solution, Caroline?
Well, where we are now, we're currently living in Temple Street Hospital. We're taking up a bed. Hmm. My daughter spent 435 nights last night in hospital.
Wow.
Taking up a bed. And in my eyes, she's medically fit for discharge. So she is taking up a bed. If that bed was freed up, that would facilitate another child a swift admission into Temple Street Hospital.
Yeah.
We are taking up a bed. We're taking up a nurse here 24/7 here in Temple Street Hospital every single day, day in and day out, night in and night out. And if the HSE were to fund and recruit and train staff for the Carlow area, we could go home.
But it's not just an issue, and I know there's a chicken egg, it's not just an issue of funding, it's an issue of recruiting, isn't it?
Yeah, because well, we don't know.
There's no qualified staff.
Facilitate. Yeah, they couldn't facilitate it. Yeah, so I, as a mother, went and got advice, and I have now two legal guardians in place, two courts, to facilitate my daughter coming home. Her godmother and a very close family friend have stepped up. So now my daughter has four legal guardians. And we did that to facilitate Temple Street Hospital to train these two people who are willing to dedicate their time and their life to facilitate Amir at home. And still, we're still caught up and no training has started for these people.
So you have basically recruited two people who happen to be family friends to do this. And people listening to you can completely understand why the fear of you having to look after the track vent for your 2-year-old daughter, as I say, already suffering from severe trauma, not just from you and the accident, but from what happened to your baby. It's totally understandable. So has any moves been made to train those two people?
No, it's red tape. They're still waiting on the court order. So they have received an email today to say the court order was put in place on the 13th day of December, just gone. And they're still waiting on the court order. Now, a solicitor is not going to lie on our behalf. You know, this is taking these words. And start a training immediately to allow this girl to come home.
Okay. And will the HSE accept those two people who would be qualified after training in track vent operation?
Yeah, again, Tempestry Hospital don't know. They said they have to now get advice from their legal team to see if they can train up these two people.
Okay, let's
see. I feel like banging my head off a brick wall. They put up a brick wall and you knock it down and you're on a mission to get your daughter home. And I just feel I'm being stopped all the time, Joe.
It's an incredible trauma you're going through. It really is. And it's miraculous what Amira has come through. It's miraculous from what you say. And well done to all involved, her and the medical staff and yourself and your husband, Adnan, who's on the line as well. Adnan, good afternoon.
Good afternoon,
Joe. Do you see any resolution to this awful situation where your daughter has spent, because of a car accident where she suffered catastrophic injuries, 435 nights in Temple Street Hospital? Do you see any way out of this dilemma, Adnan, where obviously the hospital wants your child to be safe, but on the other hand, you feel, and your wife feels, Caroline, that the home place would be the best place with proper support. Is there any way, any resolution possible?
There's no any resolution, though. The best place is to bring her home. Sorry, being so emotional.
Yeah, take your time.
Since 6 up now at the day, I'm still in shock, to be honest. Sorry, Joe, I couldn't sit here. I'm just totally broken in shock.
Adnan, I'm very conscious of your distress. I'm also very conscious of trying to improve those lines. It's such an important story. It should have nearly brought the two of you up to studio. Stay there, Adnan, and stay there, Caroline. We'll be back after this break.
Joe Duffy.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
We've been contacted by Caroline O'Toole and Adnan Rauf, whose child, Amira, there was a horrific car accident November 6th, 2018, over, 13, 14 months ago. And their daughter Amira suffered 14 months, by the way, suffered catastrophic injuries, and basically she's left, as described by Caroline, left is her with her arms and her brain, but is an extraordinarily communicative through sign language young child who has had 5 heart attacks, 3 in one night, had a pacemaker. She has her voice, she has her personality, she has her brain, and she has so much life, as described by Caroline. But the family are desperately trying to get a home package to bring Amira home, because there are other children. Who else is at home, Caroline, is apart from yourself and Adnan, which is extremely important?
Yeah, I have an 8-year-old son, Reese, as well, Joe.
Okay.
And
how do you manage to 24/7 daily routine of in and out of Temple Street for the last 435 nights?
Oh God, Joe, if I was to sit down and talk about it, I'd probably have a mental breakdown. I just have to stay positive. And once Amira smiles and once Reese smiles, that's what keeps me going. And she's just devoted. I have 2 remarkable children and they're just outstanding. And for Reese, at such a young age, what he has tolerated, he's an amazing little boy. And every day he's getting stronger, and the hope that his sister comes home soon.
And Caroline, I have to hate you, so you said money is an issue.
No, money is certainly not an issue, Joe, because we actually have the funds to bring our daughter home privately.
Oh, have you? Okay.
Yeah, Temple Street Hospital is saying that the HSE has to be involved. So we're stuck in a hard place. We have the money. Now, there's fantastic packages, home care teams in Carlow, and one I have consent to mention is Bluebird. And they're willing to facilitate us with a private home care package to bring Amira home.
Hmm.
But the HSE has to be involved.
Yeah. Now the HSE say we can't be involved because we don't have the qualified staff. And you're saying, where are the qualified staff? Is it at their base? I know you're in Carlow, or at their base in Dublin.
I don't know, Joe. There's never anyone available to comment. Now, I was involved with Family Carers Ireland, and Catherine Cox asked the HSE to meet with me because I wanted to go down the nice, peaceful route, meet with the HSE and come ahead and make an agreement that two agencies can work together, one which will be paid privately by us, and then the HSE have their input. And to have a nice, peaceful progress and a discharge for my daughter to come home. And the HSE has refused to meet me.
And why have they refused to meet you?
I don't know. It's in their best interest because I'm going to save them a lot of money and I'm certainly going to free up a bed here in Temple Street Hospital.
Would they not argue, Caroline, God, Amira has gone through so much and she will be going through so much. We have to be extraordinarily careful about what the next step is and where the next step will be.
Well, there's going to be nobody, Joe, more cautious and careful than her mother and her father. And we will never allow any medical distress on our daughter.
Yeah,
if
I know that. I know that.
Suffering at home, she'd be gone straight back to hospital. But the team, Bluebird, have the staff to facilitate what we need. You know, it's time. Yeah. Bring Amira home.
Okay, and in terms of your liaison with the HSE, how does that take place, Caroline? Have you a dedicated person assigned in the HSE to deal with you?
Yeah, in Temple Street Hospital, you have a dedicated team that works alongside you. You have a social worker that's your advocate.
Okay.
And, you know, it's just sometimes it feels like it's a constant battle that no one's listening. And I just want to bring my baby home where she belongs, and I've got two legal guardians in place to train and facilitate what my daughter needs at home. And if you look sometimes, Joe, at the HSE policies, they're full of contradiction, where the state, Amira must have a 24/7 person nurse to care for her. And then if I was trackie trained and able to go through the training process, if that HSE nurse rings in sick, I'm on my own at home. My son would be in school, my husband would be at work. If I fell down and had a heart attack, who's responsible for my child?
It's an awful dilemma, it really is. It's
a
horrific situation.
Legislation needs to be re-looked at, and it's not just Amira suffering. The amount of parents who have contacted me, and there's one child in particular, and now an adult, in hospital 3 years, and no home care package and no funding.
Yeah.
I've asked Simon Harris, I've sent emails every single day inviting him to come to Temple Street Hospital and sit down, because I'd like to question him on these policies and when is he going to review them. Children are at risk when there's no HSE nurse available and they're ringing sick. Mm. People get sick, Joe. But when people get sick, who's responsible? But yes, when you're here, you need 24/7 care from a nurse. I'm not a nurse.
Yeah.
And I'm expected to deal with that every single day, and so is every other carer and every other parent in this country.
Yeah.
The HSE need to step up, look at their legislation and look at their policies, because they're getting very old now, Joe.
Okay. Adnan is still with us, Amira's father. Adnan, I cannot get a glimpse of the effect and the ramifications this has had on your family. But Bob, yourself and Carolyn have been at the hospital well for over a year now at this stage, 435 nights. That must be taking its toll.
Yeah, definitely, Joe, it's taking a toll. But we have to go on with the life.
Yeah.
To carry on with the life. Because we have an idea on OHM. So
okay,
it's really tough.
And I know you said to us earlier on you're very upset, but the main thing the two of you want to get across is for your case to be heard.
Yes.
And for someone to make a decision about the case. But you want your case heard. Now, you accept that it is complicated, to say the least, but you want to help your daughter. And we've covered this before. Everyone agrees that a child will always recover better at home once the structure is there medically. But that seems to be the roadblock at the moment. But after 435 nights in a hospital, let's hope there's some movement. It's just after Christmas now, well, before Easter at least. Caroline O'Toole and Adnan Ruff, and above all Amira and your great son Rhys, we wish you well, and your friends and family, and we'll keep in touch.